I want to speak to Geoffrey Donaldson, an MP from the DUP, obviously. Geoffrey Donaldson, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Is it beyond the realms of possibility that somewhere in the future politicians will sit and talk to ISIS?
Well, I suppose I've learned enough from politics that you can never rule anything out, Frank, but I think likely to happen, and for once I actually agree with Jeremy Corbyn on this one. I just don't think there's any realistic prospect of so-called ISIS wanting to sit down around a table and negotiate. They have no democratic agenda. Their objective is to create an Islamic caliphate. They want to destroy the prospect of any democracy in the Middle East. And I just don't see how the prospect of negotiations with such an organisation could be a remote possibility.
But that's the very terminology you would have used about the IRA in the past.
Well, I'm not sure I would have been so definitive about it. There certainly would have been a time, Frank, when I thought that negotiations involving Sinn Féin were unlikely, but that changed. But I just don't think, and I've looked at many conflict situations around the world, and for sure there are places where you can say, yes, I think a peace process, a negotiating process could lead to an outcome. And that's happening, for example, in Colombia at the moment, and it's happened in other parts of the world. But I've looked at the Middle East situation, and I just genuinely do not see the prospect of ISIS wanting to sit down around a table, never mind that being the right thing for the democratic community to do.
So it'd be fair enough to say the IRA weren't as bad as the likes of ISIS?
Well, the agenda was very different, Frank. I'm not suggesting for one moment that one form of terrorism is better or worse than another form of terrorism. If the result is that innocent people lose their lives, then to me it's all horrible and wrong. But when you're looking for solutions, when you're looking for a way out, you have to make balance. And I just don't think there is a negotiated outcome to the situation in Syria and northern Iraq. I really don't. I think the only way we're going to get an outcome is to defeat ISIS. I don't think they will understand or respond to anything else.
But is it possible to defeat an organisation like that? And if it isn't possible, surely you have to cajole them, negotiate with them, give them some sense of purpose, some reason to be on earth as opposed to just killing people. And that comes through, at some point, through negotiation. So Owen Smith mightn't be that far off the mark.
Well, I don't agree, Frank. I have listened very carefully and read what ISIS have said and what they stand for, and I don't believe for one moment they're remotely interested in talking to Western politicians or anyone else about a negotiated settlement. And in any event, I don't think that we could accept an outcome that meant innocent people lived under the authority of such an evil regime. I just don't think that is acceptable. It's not what the people in Syria or northern Iraq want, and I think we must resist it.
So has Owen Smith scored a known goal, considering that you might have slightly thought that it would have been Jeremy Corbyn that would have been the person saying negotiations must happen sometime?
Well, indeed, Frank, and I've, again, looking at the world politics today, maybe we shouldn't be surprised when sometimes the people we expect to say something are actually the people who don't. No, I wouldn't go so far as to say that Owen Smith has scored an own goal. He's someone I respect. He has a legitimate viewpoint. He's entitled to express this view. I just think on this occasion he's wrong. I think his assessment of ISIS is flawed, and I don't think that's a fundamental mistake on his part. It's a point of view, one that I don't happen to share.
Do you genuinely think that Western governments or society in general, or whoever is tasked with the challenge, can beat ISIS?
I do. I absolutely do believe that, they are being pushed back all the time in Iraq, and indeed their activities are being contained in Syria. But look, there isn't going to be a successful resolution to this overnight, Frank. This will go on for some time. but we must do all we can to liberate the people in Syria and Iraq who have fallen under the control of this really terrible organisation. Some of the things they do are so inhumane and brutal. Mass executions, torture, murder, oppressing people because of their religious beliefs. That's why I just don't believe that there is a basis for negotiation with such an organisation. And I think if we are to provide the kind of society that the people in Syria and Iraq want and have said they want, I don't think it's through a negotiated settlement with ISIS.
I know I've mentioned this before, but because you've repeated the line, I'm going to come back to it. There will be people listening to the radio who will say, Geoffrey Donaldson definitely said that in the 80s about local terrorism.
Look, Frank, as I've said, there would have been a time when I doubted if the IRA were going to stop their violence. And, you know, after 30 years of the Troubles, I think most people in Northern Ireland had come to a place where they, you know, just believed that this was going to go on and we should never. And I think one of the lessons that I draw from that, and all of us should draw from that, is that we should never accept terrorism as the norm. We should never settle for an acceptable level of violence, in whether it's in Northern Ireland or anywhere else. And that's why I've devoted my political career towards working for democracy and peaceful outcomes rather than and opposing terrorism. But you have to be realistic, Frank. And I don't want to get into levels of brutality and to judge people on the basis of whether killing 1,000 people or killing one person differentiates between different types of terrorism. But you also have to look at what the political objectives are. You've got to look at the modus operandi. You've got to consider all of these things. And right now, I cannot see in the future circumstances where either ISIS will want to negotiate with the West or whether it would be prudent for the West to negotiate with ISIS.
OK, Geoffrey Donaldson, thanks for your time. Thank you. It's the MP for Lagan Valley, Geoffrey Donaldson. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. Your opinions are welcome. Owen Smith's been castigated for suggesting, indeed, that at some time in the future, ISIS may be round a table. Of course, he says it's not going to happen yet, but possibly in the future. Could you envisage that ever? You can let us know. 90 333 105.